Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. We were joined by Rhino, Mark
yes.
Smith, the from Gladiators.
Contenders ready.
Yeah, he's gone on to have an interesting and varied career in the world of movies. He took a big leap of faith and it worked out for him, which is a great story.
Told us which ones he was in.
Yeah, he was on good form. We had a chat with him. He's got a big fight coming up. We also spoke to Tom Rosenthal, live from the golf course. He's in Banged Up, smuggling contraband up his bum, basically.
Yeah, why not?
There's no other way of putting it, is
why
it?
Why not?
It's in the prison styly.
No other way in prison.
He told us about that and played Celebrity Combination Lock. We had a chat. You were on good form.
They were on good form.
We imagined one of the TalkSport presenters in the jungle.
Yeah, that was a nice
one. Which
bit.
I think would have been good. We had Wayne Rooney. We read from Colleen Rooney's autobiography. What more do you want? Here
exactly.
It all is. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Good afternoon, Paul. It's my daughter's birthday today. 8 today.
Oh, happy birthday,
it's always nice,
Betty.
Isn't it? Always
yeah.
nice.
8 to... years old.
8 years old. 8 wow. years ago, the night before
yeah.
we had Betty, I'd said, my wife was like, I think it's coming, you know, I can feel it happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't think it is. Let's go. We'll just go in the morning. Let's just go.
Okay,
I think it'll be all right.
Sleep,
we've been in
you?
Once today already. Let's just
yeah,
get a
yeah, yeah.
good night's sleep and we'll go into. Anyway, she had her at 2:30 in the night, so we should
okay,
have
so you had to
perhaps
rush
gone
off.
In.
You should have listened to the
should
person who was having the contractions.
yeah, yeah.
Not you, just felt a bit tired.
I think I was watching an FA Cup replay or something.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. Didn't quite fancy going in, you know. But. It was her birthday on Sunday.
Yeah.
Her 8th birthday on Sunday.
Is it today? But she had the party
on Sunday.
She had
the party on Sunday.
Oh, yeah,
the party
yeah.
on Sunday, you know.
Eight-year-old birthday party. Now, what's the expectation? Is it,
well,
these days, what do they do?
Obviously, I've got an older son.
Yeah.
And boys' parties, I think, become very different to girls' parties
yeah.
when they get to 8, you know.
Yeah.
I think my son's party, I think they just wanted to sort of run around,
yeah.
whacking each other with... Yeah. Sticks with dog poo
just
on,
getting,
you know,
yeah.
that sort of thing. You know,
listen, when you come and pick them up at 8-year-old parties, the steam is rising off
yeah,
them,
yeah.
and they're all red faced, aren't they? They're sweaty,
just
and they
want to fight each other.
In, when you walk into the room where all these 8-year-old boys
stinks.
Have been fighting, God, it stinks,
it
doesn't
absolutely
it?
Absolutely, reeks.
Oh dear
God.
Me.
Yeah. Anyway, Betty wanted to make cupcakes
oh, yeah.
and make their own pizzas,
okay.
so that was nice.
No,
that was
nice.
Really nice.
Yeah,
we had a nice time. The party finished at 5:30.
Right.
You know, I'm a huge...
Not AM.
No.
okay, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm a huge New York Knicks fan.
Oh, yeah, I know you are,
Paul,
yeah.
You know, I'm a massive Knicks
yeah,
fan.
Yeah, big Knicks fan.
For
yeah.
2 or 3 weeks now.
Yeah, no, they've got right under your skin, haven't
really
they?
Under my skin.
You're wearing a T-shirt
yeah,
today.
Yeah, that's
which,
the manager.
Who is that guy? That's
the coach.
That's the manager. You haven't got the terminology right yet, have
Tom
you?
Tom Thibodeau.
Tom
can't say that either.
Tom Thibodeau
in the Isthmian League.
We can't have Tom Thibodeau in the Isthmian League, can we? It'd be a nightmare. If he ever gets
Thugger and Thugger
Tack. If he gets a job at Horsham, we'd be in trouble. Not that I'm trying to get the coach the sack, you know.
Anyway,
live tonight on TalkSport 2, by the
it
way.
It was an early one. It was an early tip-off. Cause it
yeah.
was like a 5 o'clock tip-off. And
yeah.
I thought, great, I can watch the Knicks.
Yeah.
It's going to be unbelievable. I'm not going to be up in the middle of the night watching them. I did say, will Betty and her little 8-year-old friends and 7-year-old friends, will they want to watch?
You should have made them sit and watch
And you said you should make them.
Make them watch
make
it.
Make them watch
and
it.
And all the mums come and pick the girls up and they're all in tears. Did you have a lovely time? No, we had to watch a game. Betty's dad made us watch.
Who are the Minnesota Timberwolves?
We were made to watch basketball. It was really boring. We couldn't have any cake to the end of the game. Now, just watch this bit. Just stay. Sit
this
down.
This is a good bit. Look how good. That's 3 points.
Yeah, just that's, yeah. Anyway, you want tales from the kids' parties?
Where the kids' parties. When did you make them watch it? I thought it was good fun. You know,
knowing some of our reprobate listeners, I'm sure one or two have got drunk at kids' parties. Yeah, not when they were driving home, I'd like to add, but I'm sure one or two of them had disgraced themselves
absolutely.
At the kids' parties.
Lovely stuff.
So if you have tales from the kids' parties, talksport.com, text 1889, tweet TSH and J. A few other things get you going on today. We're going to chat to Andy Woodman later on, former goalkeeper, now manager of Bromley, flying high at the top of the National League. Mm. They've linked up with Xbox and Football Manager, and they are looking at the moment to maybe take on somebody who's very good at the game as part of their coaching team. And Andy says it's not a gimmick. He's going to tell us more about it later on.
Bromley are very forward-thinking. And Andy Woodman is a very forward-thinking management setup and coaching setup. So, yeah.
So, if you know anything about Andy, you'll know that his best mate in football is Gareth Southgate, the England manager. And those two go way back to the Palace days. And they were known as Woody and Nord.
Oh, were they?
Woody, obviously, for Andy Woodman. Yeah. Nord for Gareth Southgate.
Why was he Nord?
He got it at Palace. This is an explanation I've seen. It was all to do with his hush puppy shoes. Their mascot was an adorable basset hound. And the way he spoke, he reminded everybody, this is it, he reminded everybody of Dennis Norden. So he got the nickname Nord. Now, just the
forever,
idea.
Forever known as
Can you imagine, like, Rico Lewis and Cole Palmer, they're standing there, and Andy Woodman goes down goes up to St. George's. He happens to be in. All right, Nord. And they all go, Nord. And he says, oh, yeah, Dennis Norden. Proper 1,000 yards there.
Nothing. A cock-up.
Yeah, that's right. If you're the kind of bloke who likes to play Jordan Henderson in midfield, then you'll love this next clip. You stand there with a notice board.
No, no.
You're the sort of bloke who'll have a guy playing pub football. It's a mainstay of your midfield. You'll love the next clip. So, but I just love the idea of those references that no one gets.
Nothing at all.
That's Andy Jacobs' life, basically. Andy Jacobs' life on this show is
the
exactly
spread,
this.
Yeah.
It is coming up. We're talking about Fife Robinson and stuff.
What a nice idea.
So anyway, the reference that got you 1,000 yard stare from the kids or otherwise, do let us know.
Someone said the other day the Keystone Cops. Keystone Cops haven't been around for what?
But that's
100 years perhaps.
Does Lucas Paquetta know what the Keystone Cops are? He probably says, I prefer Fred Karno's army. I prefer that reference. We defended, so when David Moyes is sitting there, says we defended Keystone Cops.
I wonder if even David Moyes has ever seen an episode of the Keystone
Cops. I doubt
if
he's watched many of those movies. Almost certainly not. So anyway, let us know this afternoon. Talksport.com. Text 81089, tweet TSHNJ, 03717223344.
Some people got going on it already, Paul, because you've said it in the intro.
Because
there.
Tonight's Bromley game, the stadium. Can you remember what the stadium is?
It's Horsham. Barnsley.
Horsham.
And they play at the Camping World Community Stadium. The Camping World.
Camping football is the only one I could come up with. Luke has come up with as well, which was 10 Alexander Arnold.
Yeah, beautiful.
And I thought, you're not going to get any more.
You did say Linvoy Primus. That was good.
Linvoy Primus, he would have been good.
That was good.
Steve Stove. That wouldn't work. Okay. But Steve Stove, says Luke, the Birmingham fan. And Pillow One Chop. These are more.
Pillow. Yeah. Anyway, see if you can do better than 10 Alexander. I doubt you can.
No, I don't think you're going to get anywhere with that. Okay, so look, let's set you to work. We've got some other bits and pieces to run past. There's no sports people in I'm a Celebrity. Look at some of the winners.
Yes.
Tuffers, Carl Fogarty, Harry Redknapp, Jill Scott, all winners, all sports people who've won. No sports people in this series, which seems a bit odd. So who would your nominations be? Is there anybody you think we could parachute in late doors? Maybe there are people.
Maybe they're
because they do that. They have one or two sports people like.
No comedians in there either.
But looking at some of the names that are in there, including Nigel Farage, is there anybody that you'd like to see parachuted in from the world of sport?
I don't think I'm going to answer that.
Okay, fair enough. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet to TSHNJ. Okay, that should get you going.
Plenty there.
Roberto Sleeping Baggio. Very good, Gaz.
Nice, Gaz.
Gaz the Leeds fan. Thank you, Gaz. So, okay, let's have the references. The kids' part is the late entries for I'm a Celebrity from the World of Sport. And indeed, your camping footballers. Go on and get to work. Why should we do it all?
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Perry Groves has been in touch.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice. Former Arsenal tie. Good afternoon, Perry, TalkSport presenter. Ivan Campo, he's gone quite route one.
Oh, that's nice, yeah. That's
the
nice.
Other one, I'm not sure we can do, Perry. It's very. we've been discussing it with the producer. He's
I thought you could, but.
Well, you know,
he's
in charge. It's on his head, isn't it, really? But Perry, thank you very much. We'll see
you soon.
If anything,
we've got too many suggestions.
We have. We've got Bivvy Bremner. You could have had Bivvy Gilmore, Daz, from Baz, or Portaloo De Canio. Yeah. Very nice, yeah. Ivan Campo, Jeff Went, the Arsenal fan as well.
Yeah.
Dennis Bergkamp. Yes,
Guy Rope Whittingham.
Nice. That's, yeah, Guy Rope Whittingham. That would work, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Lots of Lee Camps. Loads of those. There we are.
Okay, nice. My 13-year-old niece came in after buying some leggings and Doc Martens in town. I said, you look like Max Wall. 1,000-yard stare, says Josh in Birmingham.
Max Wall, what a reference.
That's beautiful. That's right, yeah. Max Wall, one of his great gags. When I was six, I lost both my parents. What a card game that was. I was working on a building site and I noticed the hard work the plasterer's lad was putting in knocking up for his boss. Oh, yeah. I said to him, if you carry on like that, you'll have arms like Popeye. Nothing back, he said, 1,000 yards. Popeye, never heard of Popeye.
Never heard of Popeye.
I said, Google it, Stephen Buckingham, thank you. So there we are, we're doing this because Andy Woodman, the Bromley coach's best friend, Gareth Southgate, is known as Nord. To people of that vintage, but we're working on the basis that most of the younger members of the England team are not aware of Dennis Norden.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Paul Hawksby, Charlie Baker here on TalkSport. Were you aware, Charlie, that yesterday in the cabinet reshuffle that Jeremy was just chatting about there, they announced the changes in the style of Fabrizio Romano? Did you see that on Twitter?
I did see that on I liked all the emojis and all that. That was nice, wasn't it?
James Cleverly, here we go. And they did it like that. Well, they've taken a bit of heat for it. But the one that got me, at one point they tweeted, here we go, new party chairman Rick Holden. And I thought, Rick Holden? What, the old Oldham player? A Man City winger?
I don't know that
before
was.
Your time.
No.
So I thought that was fantastic. After Rick Holden, nice. I was waiting for Earl Barrett to environment, Ian Marshall work and pensions.
Lovely, yeah, of course.
Chancellor Andy Ritchie,
Andy Ritchie,
would make
of course.
Joe Royal the Prime Minister.
Yeah, lovely.
There we are.
Why not?
So I'm sure that's got
a probably do as good a job.
Well, yeah.
But more like that.
Yeah. I'm sure that got the 1,000-yard stare from quite a lot of people. As did Andrew, who said in a meeting, business meeting recently, a colleague said, we need a happy medium. And I said, what about Doris Stokes? Nothing.
Nothing at
all. Baffled expression, silence, 1,000-yard stare.
What a shame.
Sometimes you use a reference and it just dies on its backside. We're going to chat to Andy Woodman, who still calls his old mate Gareth Southgate Nord.
Ah,
although, as we said, Rico Lewis, never heard of Dennis Norden, would be my guess. I don't know. He may sit in his room after, you know, before City games, relaxing, watching old It'll Be All Right on the nights. I doubt it, though.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
I've never been to Vegas, Paul.
Haven't you been to
Vegas?
Even
if I had, I wouldn't tell you what had happened. But
I know you couldn't. That's the problem, isn't it?
It's the problem.
You ask people, do you have a good time in Vegas?
Well,
you
know, can't say.
Can't really say.
Imagine being ahead of the Las Vegas Tourist Board. Must be a nightmare.
Yeah, you don't get any slight... What, mate? Word of mouth. Take word of mouth off. How did you hear about us?
Oh, yeah. And then if you grass someone up, they go and knock on their door.
Yeah, that's right.
You know the rules.
Yeah. Grass. We talked about Vegas.
You grass.
Yeah, yeah.
There we have. Have you been, Paul?
I've been once for work and once for sort of pleasure. I went.
When you say work, what were you doing? Show tunes.
Yeah, I was. I had a residency
at the Sands.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I did about 2 years there. Did you know that about me?
I didn't know that, Paul.
Yeah,
full big band was it?
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah,
I bet you
brilliant.
Were great. Yeah,
it was all those Nelson Riddle arrangements that we used. It was great. Yeah,
that's beautiful.
But no, FIFA haven't really changed, really. They decided to hold the final World Cup draw for the 1994 World Cup at the end of 1993 for the actual groups. Everybody qualified in Vegas.
Oh, lovely! Yeah.
Of course
smashing,
they did.
Yeah,
so I went off for the draw in Vegas, and
nice.
And had a couple. Of,
yeah. See anyone?
I'm fine. After about 3 days there, I'm climbing up the walls.
Yeah.
You can't, you know.
It's not for me, I'll be honest.
No,
it's not for me.
It's a bit like being in IKEA. You can't find any of the exits. It starts to mess with your head. They don't tell you where the exits are.
They want you to leave, yeah.
They always deny it, but you always seem to be wide awake when you're in them. Whatever, there's some sort of pumping oxygen and caffeine into the air. You always feel like, you know, I could stay here all night.
Why have I got my wallet out? What's my wallet out for?
I find, you know, I know some people love it, but it's not for me, Beaky, as Alan would say.
Yeah.
Talking of which, I said, why are there no sports stars and I'm a celebrity? Craig from Bradford says, as far as I know, fellas, Tony Bellew from the world of boxing and the great Frankie Dettori, jockey, of course, are going to be parachuting in as latecomers.
So Frankie Dettori's been in it about 8 times. Maybe he's never been in it and I've just dreamt it.
It does feel like he's been in it, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. It definitely feel like he's been in it. But Tony Bellew will shake it up. Somebody would like to see Big Alan in there. That would be entertaining, wouldn't it? I mean, Alan Brazil, he would go in on his own terms, wouldn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Oh, no.
And he just sit there. I'm not eating that.
No.
But
no,
that's
no.
Alan. That's the thing. That's what. No way. Eyes. I'm not eating eyes.
I'm not a kangaroo's anus.
No way. I mean, we just wouldn't do any of it. No, absolutely
none of it.
Eat it. My Ali's killing himself. Alan, you've got to eat it. That'd be
what
fantastic.
Going on,
Alan and Ali in together.
High wire, no.
No way.
No way.
Yeah. Wouldn't do any of
an
it.
An eyeball. No,
well,
why would I eat that?
I got mad at the researchers, Ant and Dec. Well, look, we did tell him before he came in.
He won't do any of it.
Well, you tell him. I'm not.
A coffin full of rats.
No way. No. Anyway, you get the idea with that. Lee Campfire says... Lee Campfire says, Sam in Sheffield. Alex McCannister. Oh, no, I'm... Sorry, Alexis McCannister.
Oh, that's all right.
I know I'm reaching a bit, says the listener. Sol Campbed, says Pete in Liverpool. Doesn't really work, is it?
Sol Campbed.
Graham Potterloo. That's not bad. Duncan in Sussex. Awning Harlem. Well done, Craig from Bradford. We are looking... Camping World Community Stadium tonight, Horsham versus Barnsley. So we are looking for a few of your camping footballers.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Hawksby, Charlie Baker here on TalkSport. We're joined in the studio now by one of the original gladiators. Yeah. Gone on to had a very successful career in acting and a lot more. It is Rhino from Gladiators, Mark Smith.
Mark Smith. Hello, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's a
welcome,
great pleasure.
You're welcome.
I was kind of looking at your CV post Gladiators, Mark. And it's great. You've gone on and done some really interesting stuff. You know, you've kind of appeared as a voice in Disney movies, celebrity trainer, work on films. So you worked on Creed, didn't you?
Being extremely fortunate. Yeah, I moved to LA 2008 and... my first gig was NCIS LA, then I'd done Criminal Minds, then I'd done The Last Ship, that was a Michael Bay production,
great.
Michael Bay Transformers.
Yeah.
So that was great. Then I'd done Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so all the TV shows. Then I'd done The Enforcer last year, that's my third film with Antonio Banderas. I'd done 3 films with Idris. One of which he was my boss in Zootropolis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Walt Disney movie took over $1 billion. Not that they paid me anywhere near that.
Flat for you. You weren't on the percentage.
Yeah, I got $150 and a cup of tea. So that was great. Angel Has Fallen. That was with Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
So, it seems like I've gone Hollywood and dropping loads of names, but I have been extremely
great.
Lucky.
I mean, sensing the theme in the films. You know?
Yeah. That's right. Not a lot of merchant.
I've died a lot in films.
Yeah. Not a lot of merchant ivory stuff. But it's interesting that so many people do what you do. They go and do the meetings and they often come back. But I mean, it's great. For every one of those stories where it didn't quite work out, it's kind of clearly worked for you. I mean, was it hard at first getting your face out there and just meeting people? And
yeah, there's a saying that it's actually Nigel Lithgow that said it. You've kind of got to be invited to the party, like Hollywood. You know, it's great if you're going over there and you've booked a TV show or a film. But if you go there, I went there with my wife, my 4-year-old son at the time, 2008, had to put him into school. And start from ground zero, you know. They don't know who Rhino is. So you've got to kind of make your own credits again. And then my youngest, Sterling, he's 12 years old. He was born there. So, yeah, it's been a journey, definitely. And I came from extremely humble beginnings, you know, brought up by my granddad. mum and dad split up when I was 3 years old, and training kind of saved me my life and kept me on the straight and narrow. And it sounds cliche, but I'm very, very fortunate to have the life I've lived, you know.
You've gone for it. You've gone for it. You've worked hard at it, and you've gone for it. You've taken risks, and you've made it happen. So
it's not that much luck
involved.
You've got a fight coming up. You're taking Adam Brooks. People know as a GB News. Panelist.
I'm extremely excited about this. This is for Misfits Boxing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you know, KSI obviously is huge here, and the youngsters that are into this it's crazy the following they have, and myself and Mams were speaking, and I said I would love to fight, you know, even John Fury. And he said, what? It's exactly what he done. That was his reaction. He said, he's 100 pounds heavier than you. He said, how much do you weigh?
Yes.
And when I told him my weight, he said, there's no way we can match it up. He's 100 pounds heavier than you. And I said, well, is there anyone else? So he said, leave it with me and I'll get back to you. Long story short, about 4 weeks ago, he said, can you get down to 173 pounds? That's 12 stone five. And I haven't been that light since I was 17 years old.
Yeah.
I'm 54 now. But, you know, consistency is key. I just cleaned up my diet a little bit, dropped a few pounds, increased the sparring, the running, and we're all on schedule.
Are you feeling comfortable at this weight? Because, you know, cutting weight is around a fight. It's always...
I've had no donuts and I've had no...
But you're feeling strong at this weight.
I feel good. Yeah. I feel fast. I feel good.
Yeah.
I didn't have to drop loads, to be honest. I just cleaned up my diet. Diet is everything, you know, what you eat.
So have you seen any footage of him, of Adam, sort of in a workout? What are you expecting?
Well, we're prepared for whatever he comes. If he comes for a war and comes out swinging straight away, prepared for that. If he comes out to box and, is more standoffish and wants to box throughout the rounds, then we're prepared for that. Have I seen any footage? Not really. He's undefeated. He had a 30-second knockout in September. There's not much really to go on in that.
That was against Jacob Rees-Mogg, though. Tommy Hearns. It was all height and reach, but he's an old politician who works for GB News. So,
I see. Okay.
That's a fight I'd love to see. Yeah,
what's your fight record in the ring? Let's go with that one.
4-0, 3 KOs.
Very nice.
Very excited. I really want everyone to come and watch this. You know, subscribe to Daz, thezone.com. You'll love it. It's Friday. It's November 17th. It'll be live from, say, 5 p.m. Check out misfits.com. It's online as well.
And the York Hall. Yeah. It's at York Hall.
I fought at York Hall before against the Lotto Lout.
I remember him.
Mikey Carroll.
That was a catch. I hope he took his rings off.
Yeah. Yeah, luckily, my face would have been damaged otherwise. But it's obviously got a lot of history, York Hall. It's a great, great atmosphere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, please come along, everyone, man.
Excellent. And Gladiators is back.
Yes.
Isn't it? And do you have kind of reunions now and again? Charlie was saying he knows Hunter.
Hunter's an amazing guy.
Lovely guy.
I help publicise the potential for Gladiators to go for it, for people to go for Gladiators on four different TV shows earlier this year, live from LA.
Okay.
I think it will be airing in January, but don't quote me on that. It's going to be on BBC, so it's a different network. And I hope it does really well.
You say you're a little bit older now. What skills do you think you've lost now? Do you think you could still do most of the Gladiator stuff, or...?
They should have a vet circuit. The vet's lovely competition.
I think I'd be quicker.
Okay.
Man.
Honestly, because I'm a lot lighter.
Yeah, of course.
Not as powerful.
Yeah.
Okay. Not as powerful.
Okay, well, there they are, yeah.
Bit more of a slimmer rhino now.
Okay. Yeah.
Not so hench.
I'm sure you've been asked this a million times. Yeah. Were you given the name Rhino?
I'm the only gladiator in the world that had his own nickname before the show.
Wow.
So I got it through competitive bodybuilding after winning the Junior British Championships, London Men's Heavyweights. And then Nigel Lithgow said, do you mind if we use that name? I said, no, it's great, brilliant.
Yeah.
And then Zootropolis, I played the voice of the rhino as well.
Wow.
So, yeah, been lucky, man.
Brilliant. Yeah. Well, it's great.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport. Small details are big surfaces.
tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Charlie was in charge of the kids' party the other day, and his missus, his daughter. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Betty. It was her shadow party on Sunday. And we wanted some tales from the kids' parties.
We did.
Because the parents can sometimes let themselves down at the kids' parties, can't
they? I did get into all sorts of trouble, because you know there's always the thing these days with pass the parcel, Paul.
Yeah.
You know, where you have to have a prize every layer.
Every layer.
There's no
losers with kids anymore.
And I think that's a shame.
Yeah. Don't learn the hard way.
No, they should have to.
Yeah.
I think there should be. And anyway, at one point, my son was in charge of musical statues.
Yeah.
And I was chatting to one of the mums, and I sort of overheard, "No, you're out." And I thought, oh dear.
Oh, oh
dear.
Wow.
He's not fallen far from the tree.
Well, the kids.
You were moving.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Well, talking of
play
which,
some more Taylor Swift.
This has come from, put his name on this. He says, just says Wolves fan. I went to a 6-year-old's birthday party with my daughter. Me and one of the other dads. We're just chatting. We finished the pizza off. Then two kids started crying. No pizza left. Floods of tears continued as we sheepishly left the room. Oh, no, it was Jason. Jason, the Over the Moon Wolves fan. Sorry, Jason. Yeah,
I bet he's over the moon. Yeah.
Wolves fan.
Yeah, that's always good. Hoovering up the party.
Yeah,
you don't need it. We'll get a curry later, I said Sunday. Then we'd finished it. I just finished everything.
All the kids, you just
didn't need it.
Finished the old cake.
I'm not sure about the curry, if I'm honest.
Yeah, that's it. Just mind swept. All the kids' food, didn't you? All the sweets.
Hula hoops, you know, cheese and pineapple.
Yeah, yes.
We still do cheese and pineapple. People don't seem to do that anymore.
No. Okay.
Cube of cheese and pineapple. Do you do that?
You still do it for the
still
kids?
Still do it, yeah.
For kids.
On a cocktail stick.
Is it a good idea to give 8-year-olds a sharp stick to put in their mouth?
Didn't do us any harm, did it?
Okay.
Or my mate Winky.
Hey! Afternoon, Winky, if you're listening. Andrew, another Wolves fan. I recently went to help my son to paint his stairs ceiling. He had erected a makeshift platform to help get them higher. I remarked it was a bit Heath Robinson.
Oh, gosh.
Hugh Tumbleweed. I then spent the next 20 minutes trying to explain. He is none the wiser. We're asking because we're going to chat to Andy Woodman later on about his great friend Gareth Southgate. We're not talking about that, but that will come up. Who he calls Nord. Players, like, because he looked a bit like, they felt he sounded a bit like Dennis Norden, the one-time star, great legendary comedy writer and indeed presenter of Vitz Will Be All Right in the Night, when it wasn't an animation but a real person.
Yeah.
And
you just stand with it. It was Saturday Night Telly. It was different then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Stood with a clipboard.
And then, because there was no social media, you hadn't seen every clip before, had you? There were new stuff.
The cast of Emmerdale cracking up because a sheep had done a poo on someone's foot or something.
Yeah, that's it.
That was top level telly.
That's as good as it got. Never mind, Carl. That was as good as it got. But anyway, we're just asking about those things where you get a bit of a 1,000-yard stare.
Yeah. The Keystone Cops, Paul.
Yeah.
Were filmed between 1912.
Yeah.
And 1917.
Yeah. David Moyes looks at his back four, and that's the first thing he thinks of after a game
the
where
Keystone
they've not defended
Cops.
Well. Yeah. The other one was Fred Carno's Army. Fred Carno, the sort of impresario.
I don't know who that is.
So he had Charlie Chaplin.
Okay, yeah.
They did a thing called the Football Match. It was one of the famous. This is one for the kids. Yeah, Mr. Zeitgeist, they call me. Fred Karner, he did a thing called the football match that Chaplin was front and centre in and Stan Laurel. And yeah. It was a music hall act. And they went off to the States and obviously Chaplin stayed.
Did that, and that was Karno's Army.
Fred Karno's Army. So if you have a bit of bad defending, an old coach like Big Sam, he would have slung that into a Bolton dressing room. He would have gone up to JJ Okocha one day and said, that was like Fred Karno's Army. Got a proper 1,000 yards. JJ don't know what the heck he's talking about. So as a piano teacher, I've often compared pupils' performances to those of Les Dawson. Not very supportive, is it? Not a clue. When I've said it, you played that line, Les Dawson, says Joanna. What a great name for a piano teacher.
Old Joanna.
Old Joanna. It's great having old
Joanna. We gather round the old Joanna.
That's right. And she plays the piano for us. It's brilliant. Yes. Fantastic.
Nominative determinism.
Yes. Arthur, the West Ham fan. See, another old one. See, no kids.
Could
they
do
wouldn't
them all.
Arthur. They wouldn't have got that, would they?
Arthur.
It just sounds like the Moose, doesn't it? It does sound a bit like Olive from On the Buses, doesn't he, the Moose? You may not even know the Mooses if you're that young at all.
The Moose could have he could go to a party dressed
he
as
could
Olive
go as
from
Olive,
the
couldn't he?
Wouldn't that be lovely?
He could go as Olive.
I'd pay money to see that this Christmas. Okay.
I think it'd be, if he went to the PFA Player of the Year as
I
Olive.
I think the Moose should do a calendar.
Okay.
Do you know how people, maybe not a nude calendar.
Okay.
But I think he should do a calendar, like January, tuna pancakes in February.
Be nice for charity,
Be lovely, wouldn't it?
The Moose calendar. We'll put that to him on Thursday.
Lovely, we'll have an idea from there.
Young man I worked with was born in 02. Gave me the 1,000-yard stare when I was singing Angels to myself. Turned out he'd never heard of Robbie Williams. Oh, for goodness sake.
Come off it. So everyone's heard of Robbie Williams.
I'm almost 30 and I've never felt so old, says. So there we are. Talksport.com/H&J. Text to 81089. Tweet to TSH&J.
Nothing funnier than Les Dawson playing the piano wrong. I believe that is the very height of all
and
comedy.
And to get it just slightly wrong with those sort of it's genius. It really is genius.
Google it.
What
kids.
About Frank Glampard, says John in Cheltenham? That's very
bad.
Good.
That's
very
right,
good. We
it?
Are looking for nice. With the Camping World Community Stadium hosting Horsham versus Barnsley tonight.
Lord Baden Paulinho.
Oh, that's very
that's
good.
Very good,
as well.
Stu. Yeah. He's up a ladder in Bournemouth. Thank you very much. Okay, Roger Millett. Are we having that?
Oh, that's good.
The Cameroon player.
Rodney Marshmallows, says Dave in Newcastle. I like that because you often have them toasted round the campfire, don't you?
Oh, yes, really? Very nice.
Ashley Pole, says Steve in Mason.
It's
you like
getting
that one?
Getting a bit loose now, isn't it?
It is a touch, yeah. Torch Andre Flo, the former Chelsea striker, Stephen Maidstone. Yeah, not bad.
Hey, guys, at work one day, I turned to one of the younger lads and said, have you heard he's leaving Friday? Who replied the lad? Robinson Crusoe,
I replied.
Oh, he did
that all one, did he?
Let's just say there was a definite thought. I mean, Dean, the Spurs fan, I mean, it's sort of... I reckon 30 years ago, would that have got a laugh 40
he's
years ago?
Friday. But remember, there was a whole glut of those, wasn't it? I mean, there was, you know. Yeah, just some of them you can't do at this time of day. But there was a whole glut. But I mean, that's going to be...
Here we go. There's another one. One thing I say that usually gets a 1,000-yard stare.
Yeah.
Especially when I go to a shop in London. London?
Yeah.
London. That London. Is even Dick Turpin had a mask...
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Yeah, that's right.
Dick Turpin.
I mean, I'd say cultural reference is one thing, but if you've never heard of Robinson, I mean, they're literary things. I mean, Dick Turpin, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the kids don't learn about Dick Turpin at school anymore. Why would they?
And then the worst bit of it is you find yourself explaining, and then, Dick Turpin, he was a highwayman.
Highwayman
was.
Yeah. What was highwayman, Dad? Well, they wouldn't hold up stagecoaches. Yeah. What are stagecoaches, Dad?
What's a highway? What's a stagecoach?
And they hanged him. They won't go down that route. But, anyway, talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSH&J with more of those for us this afternoon, please. 03717223344 if you want to give us a call and tell us your tale in person.
Yes, lovely.
Yeah, so do keep those coming. I don't think Sol Campbed works. Have we had that one before? I think we have.
Sol Campbed.
I should clear these and we'll make room for Lee Campfire. Have we done that? Sammy Shepherd? I think we have. Yeah, I'm now just repeating myself.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
We turn now then to the world of TV. Banged Up is on this evening. I don't know if you've been following the series, but a number of celebrities have found themselves doing time.
Oh, lovely.
After a fashion and getting a feel for what it might be like, I say, without the ultimate jeopardy of
you're not allowed
a 10
to go
stretch.
Home.
Yeah. But still, I mean, you get a flavour for it, I'm sure. Joining us to chat about that and a whole lot more besides is writer, comedian, actor. It's Tom Rosenthal. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hello.
Oh, hello, there, we are. Tom. There he is. There he is.
Glorious Technicolor.
I'm quite sort of nervous. I'm in quite a bad area of signal here, guys, so I'm sorry if I cut out.
No, you sound perfect. You're standing
stand
all right.
Still. Wherever you are, stand still.
It's very good of you to join us because you're playing golf as we speak, aren't you? Is that right?
Yeah, well, we gave up actually because we got hailed on.
We
played six holes at Wanstead Golf Club, a fine golf club. But unfortunately, it was awful conditions. Awful.
Oh, it was showbiz golf. It was you and comedian Rhys James, a regular guest on the show over the years. And so, who won when you called time on? Who was winning?
Well, the putting greens were sort of so sodden that the ball literally never went in the hole. Like the holes were also full of water. So even if you putted it at the hole, it would just sort of skate over it. So neither of us won. It was a colossal loss on both counts.
Oh wow!
And we're very wet.
Oh, dear me. Well, there we are.
Well, okay. Well,
it's been a lovely afternoon.
Yeah, it sounds like it's been a
wonderful afternoon.
Yeah. Now, banged up. When you see a series like this, you're never quite sure. But it's had really interesting press and good press, I think. People have been quite taken by it. What's it been like to experience it?
It was one of the best experiences of my life, to be honest. But I will agree that it is quite a confusing television show because we threw so much stuff at it. And these ex-cons who have reformed themselves and were willing to kind of go back to a sort of faux prison to kind of reimagine how they were when they were behind bars and then sort of throwing us, quote unquote, celebrities into the mix. It is quite confusing. As a concept, but what we were hoping to do was shine a light on the prison service and the sort of massive deficiencies within that. Our system doesn't really work for people, and you have to be a very unique, very strong, resilient character to actually be reformed by these places. And so it's a kind of entertaining show where, you know, mad stuff happens,
have we got him? Oh, he's gone.
Have we lost him?
I've seen a little bit of it, Paul.
I've watched one episode,
and what I'm impressed by.
Well, we got Tom back. He's back. Sorry, he just phased out.
Tom. I was saying I've only seen one episode. But what I was impressed by was there's a real air of menace about the whole thing, and I don't know if that's actors or if that felt real. How did it feel for you?
It's difficult. At no point was anyone actually being particularly aggressive to me, so I was never really threatened. But I know, you know, Marcus and Sid very much were intimidated by these guys because they are quite scary looking people. And I think what's hard to appreciate is, you know, they have these experiences and they have quite a lot of PTSD connected to them from their prison experiences.
Sure.
So when you lock these guys behind bars for 2 weeks, essentially, they did kind of start to re-inhabit the kind of frustrations and the kind of behaviours that they exhibited in prison. So, you know, it was acting, to be honest. But like some of
That's two.
We'll be back. Three strikes and you're out.
I think we'll go for one more. What do you
try? We got him back. Sorry, phased out. We phased out. We got you back.
I told you guys. It's bad signal. I'm sorry.
It's been brilliant.
It's prison time. His 10p's keep running out.
It's either
he only gets one phone call.
I hope it's not the phone that you smuggled in that you're using now. Run it under the tap. Now the see, as delicate as we can at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Tom, you smuggle some contraband in today, and the way that often contraband is smuggled into prison. And say, without being too graphic, what was that experience like?
Ouch. I don't know what I can say. Maybe it's quite fortunate that it keeps cutting out. basically, tobacco, you know, in prison contraband, it's like a currency. So I thought I'd try and sneak some in to try and make some friends. And it's very revealing. As you say, I can't really talk about it at 3 p.m.
Yeah,
it's
kind of in an inside pocket that he hides it, and
the prison pocket. That's what it's called, the prison pocket.
the prison pocket.
Is that a new snooker tournament they're trying to get?
I think it is. Yeah, we'll all watch. It's like a sort of pot black, but for prisoners. That would be. Is it the last one tonight? Is it the last one that's going?
There's a third one tonight, and then the last one's tomorrow night.
Okay, all right, nice one. So it goes banged up, Channel 4, 9:15.
this evening for the full reveal with Tom, and you'll find out where he hid the contraband. Now, what else are you up to at the moment, Tom? You, last time you came and saw us, you were writing the book where you sort of travelled the world, with people doing you favours so you could sort of get a trip around the world.
To be honest, being in the show was kind of a favour. Yeah, the prison pocket thing was kind of a favour to the production company because they say they'd fly me anywhere after I went back to prison. So I went from Dubai to Shrewsbury to Kuala Lumpur, and the production company paid for it all. It was all kind of part of the book. The prison experiences that aren't going to be in the show will be in the book.
Okay. And when will the book be out? Are you working on it now?
Yes. I'm writing the book at the moment.
Excellent.
In between getting held on the golf course.
All right then. Well, look, we're gonna play Celebrity Combination Lock. You're with Reese, and Reese is one of the few people to have ever cracked the code and won it. So I think you're going to call on his help, but it's a pretty simple game. And anyway, let's give you a bit of intro music, shall we? Here we go.
Welcome to Celebrity Combination Lock with your hosts, Paul Hawksby and lock keeper, Charlie Baker.
Hello.
Yes, we have a combination lock that we're unable to open.
Yeah, we can't get it open.
We can't get it open, and we need some help from a celebrity because they complete us, don't they?
Which I will say, KSI and who's the other one? And someone have been doing it.
Jake Paul.
They've been doing a celebrity combination lock. Not going to call it a rip-off, Paul.
Okay.
But it's close.
They've probably been getting more eyes on it than we are.
A £400,000 gold bottle of Prime is the prize if you open the combination with them. But I think they're big fans of the celebrity combination.
Well, Tom's doing
that's
it.
That's all I'm saying.
Tom's doing it for pride. So all we really need from you is four numbers. We can give you a bit of a steer. The best performance so far, Tom Skinner knocked the lot, which meant it had to be reset, unfortunately. Yeah. In this series three, has been played by Brian Butterfield, David Earl, Joe Wilkinson, and now you, Tom. So you're the fourth cab off the rank. The best score so far was from comedian, actor, podcaster David Earl. He said 7126. He got one correct number, one in the correct place.
Yeah, so there we are.
So
on the back of that, Joe Wilkinson said 7333, and he got naught correct numbers, naught in the correct place. That might tell you about which numbers in the right place. Okay.
So go for it, Tom. Okay, Tom. Give us your four numbers.
All right. I guess we'll go 9-1. Yeah. Mm. Oh, are we including zeros?
Yeah.
9100.
9100.
Okay, let's just remind you of those numbers. Here we go, Colin.
9.
Wow.
1.
Lovely.
0.
Oh yeah.
0.
Okay, here we are. Colin,
putting them in now.
Yeah.
Putting them in the lock.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's quite big, the lock this week.
Is it right, though?
Is it right?
Oh! No!
What a shame.
But let's just try and find out how many Tom got right.
2.
Ooh! And how many in the correct place, Colin?
2.
Wow!
That is a good performance.
That is great.
9100.
Really
two
good.
Correct. Two in the correct place. And that you're helping somebody along the way, I think, the next celebrity who plays the lock.
Gets that so, next.
Brilliant. Well, Tom, we'll be watching Banged Up tonight. Hopefully we'll give our love to your dad. How's he doing? Is he all right?
He's wonderful. Yes. He's just going and watching football constantly. And
marvellous.
Gearing up for performance on Amazon Prime on Christmas Day when he gets to cover a game.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. Well, we'll catch up with him soon. And say hello to Reese for us. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Goodbye. Tom. Thank you very much.
Tom Rosenthal there. Very wet comedian post-golf with Reese James. Of course, Tom's dad is the great Jim Rosenthal.
Of course, yes.
Sports.
I think you must follow him around that weather. I played in his. He has an annual cricket match. Jim and Tom. Mm-hmm. We played that, and that got rained off as well.
Oh, so, blimey.
That weather must follow him around. But so you don't bail out after six holes. I think you carry on.
See it through.
You carry on for nine.
You mentioned we got hailed on there. Horsham. Well,
we're playing tonight. Yeah.
Famous fact about Horsham, live on Talksport tonight against Barnsley in the FA Cup first round replay. How many years ago was it? 65 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? 65 years ago, the largest hailstones ever recorded in Britain
Wow.
fell on Horsham. In a storm, wreaked havoc on a scale never seen before or since.
What they do, keep one, keep hold of one and measure it. They don't melt hailstones.
Climate deniers will say weather's always been like that.
It's always had weather, there we are.
The roof was ripped off of Horsham Football Club that night.
Wow.
Hundreds of houses had their windows and roofs smashed, thousands of trees torn down, hurricane force winds, and the record-breaking hailstone for this country was measured at 190 grams, 7.6 ounces, heavier and larger than a cricket ball, although there were some reports to say it was even bigger than that. So that is a claim to fame for Horsham. Let's hope it never happens again. Certainly not tonight. Ollie Clink and Darren Ambrose being taken out by cricket ball-sized hailstones.
Start of a very promising career for Ollie Clink, that ended by a massive hailstone.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Colleen Rooney apparently has a book out. Are you aware of this?
She's written a
new autobiography.
Lovely.
The autobiography. Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be like Margaret Thatcher. It might be about four volumes, I wouldn't think. I don't know. It could be wrong.
Yeah.
But in it, she tells a story of Wayne being at her house.
Okay.
Watching TV. And it was Eurotrash. Remember the show
Eurotrash? Yes.
He was watching Eurotrash. And, you know, Eurotrash could get a little bit racy at times.
It could. And my dad used to go, very clever program this.
Oh, very clever. I'll watch it. I'm impressed with a lot of the camera angles.
Very clever program this.
It's graphically Eurotrash. Very strong.
Very good. The format's good. Antoine, he's good.
I'll watch it later because I like to concentrate on it. So I'll watch it after you've gone to bed. But, Wayne was watching it.
Oh, yeah.
At the house. And Colleen's dad came in.
Oh, yeah.
And, let me pick up the story. This is what Colleen says. A few minutes after it came on, my dad walked into the living room and went completely off his head. Don't be having this on in my house. It's disgusting.
Wow.
So he wasn't
Didn't chuffed. Think it was, I mean, as clever.
Tip of the iceberg, let's be honest. But but it did strike me. It might be a nice idea, as he was a big fan of Eurotrash.
Yes.
To invite the host of it down to Birmingham training to put the cones out.
Oh, come on. That's Paul.
Put the cones out.
Superb.
Yeah, okay.
Superb.
So basically, that was a typical
that was
Andy.
It.
I did all of that.
He did all that just for, to put the cones out. Antoine.
Put the cones out.
Just leaving at the 1,000-yard stair. Google Eurotrash.
Yeah. It was
a good show,
by
Paul.
Today's
very
standard.
Clever.
It was a very clever
very
show.
Very clever
it was
show.
A very clever show. It was a very clever show, yeah. So, can we enter the world
I used
of
to like
beauty?
I used to like the voiceovers on Eurotrash when they used to have and there'd be someone from like the middle of France somewhere.
Did you get it? Put the cones out. Did you get it?
The cones out.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, yeah. I just want to make sure, Charlie, because I put a lot of work into that. Sabutio. Now,
I'm just glad you've got a platform for it, Paul.
It's good.
Because otherwise you'd just be sitting at home.
Yeah. I'd have to put that on
that,
Twitter to
you'd
my
be saying
eight
that.
Followers.
You'd be saying that out loud to your wife.
Howling into a void.
The cones.
Yeah, she'd be saying, yeah, I get it, but it's not funny, which is probably what the listeners are saying. What have we got here? When my wife and I were first dating, we walked past a tube station in London served by the underground and overground, says Chris the cabbie. I tapped her on the shoulder, pointed and said, "Wombling free." As I tried to explain my comedic genius into a 1,000-yard stare, a passerby called her culturally bereft.
Wow.
That's if somebody shouting that at you, missus.
I mean,
blimey. That's not the sort of insult you expect. We're asking about the things, the references, because we're going to chat to Andy Woodman later on about Gareth Southgate's nickname of Nord, which we think is probably lost these days on the young England squad who didn't know Dennis Norden was.
This is an exciting text, Paul, because it needs a lot of explanation, most of it, I think. I'm Ad's brother-in-law.
Yes.
Brother-in-law of Danny Sucking, the Asahi Burpa.
Yes.
Do you know who that is? Is that
Danny Sucking the Asahi Burpa?
Do you know who that is? Or
no?
No clue.
We're not going back to Eurotrash.
You can
we?
Let us. Sort of thing would be on there.
Yeah.
Danny Sucking would definitely be on there.
He was the Asahi Burpa.
There we are.
Yes.
We need to find out what that is. I wasn't on that day, obviously. And when my kids grass on each other, I call them Bertie Smalls. Now, I don't know what Bertie Smalls is either.
Oh, that rings a bell. What is
Do you not? Yeah. What's Bertie Smalls?
Why does it ring a bell, Bertie
it always
Smalls?
Gets the 1,000-yard stare.
Oh, he was, he was Britain's first supergrass.
Oh, nice.
Yes, Bertie Smalls, apparently, yes. So there we are. That is very obscure.
Yeah.
That's incredibly obscure. But thank you very much for that and your celebrity association.
I have to now Google Danny sucking the Asahi boat. I might not Google that, actually. I might not Google that.
Paul and Charlie, I recently got remarried. When I stood up, I had my glasses on to make the speech. I began to wiggle them like Eric Morecambe.
Oh, lovely.
Audience was younger than me, and I got a 1,000-yard stare.
Oh, yeah.
Going, wahey!
Yeah.
Got nothing from them.
I don't do the student gigs anymore, Paul, because I just found myself turning up, you know, doing the student gigs and sort of referencing things, thinking, I don't know what I'm talking to you about now.
No.
You don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what you're saying.
No.
This is not a match made in
heaven. You must do gigs with younger comedians.
Oh, yes, that's all right. Yeah,
and they're making references, and you're probably turning around to Bob Mills and saying, what's that? What's he on about?
I'm a little bit younger than Bob, but...
You know what I mean? If he's catching you out, Bob's never going to know. Although he is very down with the kids, Bob. So.
Bob's one of the best comedians this country's ever produced. He's fantastic.
He doesn't need the kids. No, he doesn't need the
kids. Doesn't need them. He's fantastic.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
There we are. That was this afternoon's show. I'll reconvene with Andy tomorrow. Charlie, you're back on Thursday.
See you Thursday, Paul. Looking forward to it.
Marvellous. Look forward to that. Do hope you can join us. Roman Kemp will be amongst our guests on Thursday. I can tell you that for sure. Talking a bit of Arsenal. And we'll have the birthday spread, yeah. Okay, thanks for listening.
Roman Kemp, 24.
Okay. I might go a bit older.
Oh, okay.
27.
Okay.
Producer's going to look it up while we're sitting here. See who wins.
Maybe 24's young, isn't it? 24's young.
Well, how old is he, John?
30.
Okay.
Terrible guess.
3v6.
Six
Let
off.
That kick
three,
us off.
A three handicap on Thursday.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.